Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以在一起，在寻求主的心意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to together seek the Lord's will.
我们先有点祷告，然后我们再往下分享。
Let's start with words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你把我们放在这个世代末了的时候。
Lord, we thank you for putting us at the end of this time.
你不但拯救我们，
Not only you've saved us.
你也把我们放在这个特殊的时段。
But you've also put us in this special time.
在这个特殊的时段，你有特殊在你教会中，在我们身上特别的工作。
In this special time, you have this special work in this church and also on us.
如果不是你智慧启示的灵开启我们，
If it's not your spirit of wisdom and revelation that opens us up，
如果不是你带我们进入生命的学习，
If it's not that yourself bring us into the learning of the lessons of life，
我们可能很难明白，也很难知道我们在你手中有什么心意。
It's very hard for us to understand and to know that what is your will on us as we are in your hands。
但是我们赞美感谢归给你。
But we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
你是至高的主。
For you are the God of Most High.
你也是，你的心意是满了良善。
And you have the good will to us.
你也要把你的儿女，把你所创造、所拯救回来的圣徒，能够带到荣耀里面去。
And you would like to bring us your children and all those saints who you have redeemed into glory.
就愿你照你的旨意，也照我们的情况来向我们心说话。
So please do speak to our hearts according to your will and according to each one of our condition.
因为你知道我们需要怎么样听到你的话才能明白。
For you know what kind of words we need so we can understand.
求你释放你的话语。
Do pray that you release your words.
求你堵住一切的破口。
Do pray that you stop all the gaps.
求你亲自遇见我们，得着我们。
Meet each one of us and gain us.
不管我们在你在这样的聚集中有多少次，
Regardless of how many times we have at this kind of gathering,
求你照你的方式来遇见我们。
Use your own ways to meet us.
再一次把感谢赞美归给你。
Once again, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们先读一段的圣经，在哥林多后书第三章。
Let's read a piece of scripture in Second Corinthians chapter 3.
我想我们今天还是把这整章把它读过，好吧？
We will go through this whole chapter.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
我们岂是又举荐自己吗？岂向别人用人的荐性给你们，或用你们的荐性给人吗？
Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, episodes of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you?
你们就是我们的荐信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
You are our episodes written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink but with the spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone but in fleshly tables of the heart.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
And such trust have we through Christ to Godward.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letters but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
那用字刻在石头上属死的知识尚且有荣光， 甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光，不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
But if the ministration of death, written and engraven on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away?
何况那属灵的执事，岂不是更有荣光吗？
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
那从前有荣光的，因着极大的荣光，就算不得有荣光了。
For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels.
若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious.
我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech.
不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end to that which is abolished.
但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有截去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But their minds were blind, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But even unto this day, when Moses read, the veil is upon their heart.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all with open face beholding as in a glass in the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们提到在这一章里面讲到基督徒有三个情况。
We have mentioned in this chapter there are three conditions of Christians.
一个是基督徒成为一个荐信，就是推荐给别人的那个荐信。
One of them is that the Christians become the recommendation letters.
另外一个是基督徒成为新约的执事。
And the other one is that the Christians become the ministers of the New Testament.
那基督徒到了成熟的时候呢，就有主的形状。
And when the Christians become mature, they have the image of the Lord.
那我们的题目一直是放在新约的执事，就是服侍这个人。
Our theme has always been on the ministers of the New Testament, which is the one who serves.
每一个基督徒他得救之后，都应该靠着主的带领，能够逐渐的进入服侍。
For each Christian after they believe the Lord, by Lord's guidance, should enter into the ministry of the Lord.
那哥林多后书呢，可能是一卷对于服侍的认识有非常好的帮助的一卷书。
For the Second Corinthians should be a very good book for us to understand about service.
因为在这卷书里面呢，提到执事这个人，还有执事这个事，还有服侍，总共出现二十次。
For in this chapter, in this book, it talks about the minister, this person, and the service, which is the ministry, about 20 times.
所以保罗在反复的各种不同角度，好像在提醒我们一些重要的东西。
So Paul repetitively from different angles is reminding us something important.
而这一章里面又特别的地方就是 讲到圣灵，讲到七次。
And the special thing in this book is that it talks about the Holy Spirit seven times.
是在这一章里面的讲到荣耀，讲到十一次。
And this chapter it talks about glory 11 times.
所以基督徒应该是一直不断的在圣灵里面去经历，去受主的带领。
So Christians should be continuously being experienced and guided by the Lord in the Spirit.
而且不但是如此，而且应该是不断的遇见这位荣耀的主，一次又一次的新鲜的遇见他。
And not only that, but should be over and over again that to meet this glorious Lord over and over again.
但这些事情呢，都不是指的外面的。
But these things do not mean outward things.
因为他说那个基督的见信。为什么会一个基督徒会成为见信，让别人能够读的
？As it talks about the recommendation letters of Christ, how can a Christian become a recommendation letter so others can read from them?
因为这工作是出于圣灵的工作，是坐在基督徒的心里面。
For this is the work of the Holy Spirit to work on the hearts of the Christians.
所以圣灵在人的心里面，在信徒的心里面。有做好像刻画的工作，就是雕刻的工作。
So the Holy Spirit in the hearts of saints are doing the engraving work.
而且不但是雕刻的工作，你会发现，这个新约的执事呢，是把那个新的生命、新造的生命，把它活出来的那样的一个情况。
And not only doing this engraving work, but the New Testament ministers are to live out this new life.
那另外那个主的荣形呢，是因为在这主的形状是因为在荣光中，在荣耀中遇见主，再遇见主，结果主的荣耀从他身上可以透出来。
And for this glorious image of the Lord is that this Christian meets the Lord in glory over and over again. Therefore, the glory of the Lord is able to reflect upon this person.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情，就是主在我们的心里做，在我们的灵里做，但是呢。我们这个人呢会变化，就是我们的魂，我们的心思会更新变化。
So this is a very precious thing that the Holy Spirit works in our heart, in our spirit, and our mind will be renewed and transformed.
那这一章既然讲到这一章这里讲了，既然讲到服事，所以讲到侍奉上至少有个三个重要的点。
Since this chapter talks about service, so there are three important points about service.
一个讲到就是属灵的执事，所以就是在灵里面也是用灵来服事。
First talks about the ministration of the Spirit, which is to serve in the Spirit.
所以服事的服事那个被服事的对象，应该是要遇见在灵里遇见这位主。
So the one who's being served should meet the Lord in the Spirit.
所以他叫属灵的执事。
So it says it's the ministration of the Spirit.
所以这是一个很大的挑战。
So it's a great challenge.
因为我们在没有信主以前，我们根本就不知道什么叫做灵的经历或者属灵这一方面。
For before we know the Lord, we have no idea about the spiritual experience or being spiritual.
除非我们蒙恩之后，我们能够进到灵里面与主的交通，受主的带领，然后才能够逐渐的进入到在用灵去生活，用灵去服事。
Unless after we believe the Lord, we can enter into the fellowship in the Spirit and in spiritually guided by the Lord, then we can enter into the service in the Spirit.
所以这个属灵的执事或属灵的服事是一生在学习的，一生都在逐渐的在主面前，受主的栽培，也受主的带领。能够一点一点往前去。
So this ministration of the Spirit is lifetime lessons being nurtured by the Lord and also continue to go forward.
那所以这跟生命有关系。
So it has to do with life.
因为是要把新造的生命把它带出来。
For that should
见证出来。
Bring forth and testify the new life.
然后另外一个就是称义的知识。
And the other one is the ministration of righteousness.
这个称义的指示就是把神的义我们不但得着了，而且什么，在义里面去服侍神。
So the ministration of righteousness is not only to receive the righteousness of God, but also we can serve.
所以这是一个特别 让我们有时候很难明白的东西。
So this is hard for us to understand.
还有另外一个就是长存的，就是住在神面前，住在主里面。
And the other one is the ministration that abides, that is to dwell in the Lord.
这都跟我们怎样能够被磨成神儿子的形象，或者有主的形状，有很大的关系。
This all has much to do with to be conformed into the image of God's Son.
那上次我们提到关于这个属灵的指示的一些。
Last time we mentioned some parts about the ministration of the Spirit.
那我想今天呢，跟大家再来看一下这个称义的指示。
And today I would like to look at the ministration of the righteousness.
讲到义这个部分。
Talking about righteousness.
那如果我们这个活在义的光景，活在对的神，在神看为对的情况底下。那这个在这个神看为对的情况来服侍。
If we live under this right condition, that's right under God's eyes, and if we serve in such condition.
那后来有什么结果呢？
And what's the result of that?
在启示录第十九章。
In Book of Revelation, chapter 19.
第七、第八节哈。
Verse 7 and 8.
他说：“我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
”Let's be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
就这里看到就是主耶稣再来，那个羔羊的婚宴来了，然后心腹已经预备好，心腹的衣服有个特性是什么？细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
For we see here the Lord is coming, and the marriage of the Lamb is come, and the wife has made herself ready, and the marriage garment, the fine linen, is also ready.
这也就是说，我们不但得救了，而且呢，那个我们的生活能把那个称义的实际能够活出来。
So here talks about not only we are saved, but also through our lives we're able to live out this justification.This reality of justification.
而这个细麻衣还有另外一个特别地方。
And there's another special characteristics of the fine linen.
就是它是光明又是洁白。
That is clean and white.
就是它能够发出那个强烈的光一样。
And as if it's able to shine out of this bright light.
所以我们常常大概不会想到说义会带出这个结果出来。
Usually we don't think about the result of righteousness will bring this kind of result.
但这里是描述说这个细麻衣是光明的又是洁白的。
But here describes the fine linen is white and clean.
那它为什么光明洁白呢？
Why is it clean and white?
因为圣徒所行的义，神的义借着圣徒显明出来。
For this is the righteousness of saints, which is the manifestation of God's righteousness through the saints.
我能够体会，就是我们突然要明白这件事情是有点困难。
I can understand that it's very hard for us to all of a sudden understand this.
不过记得这个事实就好。
So, but we only have to remember this fact.
因为要得启示呢，首先要先发现事实。
For in order us to receive revelation, first we need to understand the fact.
所以如果有了事实，就是到得启示里走了一半的路。
So after knowing the facts, we are already halfway towards revelation.
所以你发现了事实，也许主到了我们适合的时候，就让我们开启了。
So once we know the facts, so by the suitable time, then the Lord will reveal to us.
像这样的认识对我来讲，也不是一开始就有这样认识。
I also did not understand this from the beginning.
也是主开眼睛，慢慢开的。
And the Lord also opened my eyes slowly.
所以在羔羊的心腹里面，心腹身上看到那个什么，那个
那个圣徒所行的义已经满足了神一切的需要。
So from the bride of the Lamb, we see that the righteousness of the saints has already satisfied all the needs of God.
另外在加拉太书或者在希伯来书讲到说，新天新地有义居在其中。
And in book of Galatians and also Hebrews talks about there's righteousness dwell in the new heavens and earth.
那我们如果记得这两面两处圣经的话，就知道说称义的服事应该是有方向的。
So if we understand those places of scripture, then we know the ministration of righteousness should have direction.
方向在哪里呢？方向就是心腹可以装饰整齐，穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
What is the direction? Which is the wife should be able to make ready and be adorned with the fine linen that's clean and white.
方向在哪里呢？就是新天新地。你知道新天新地的材料是什么？金子、宝石、珍珠。
So, and where's the direction? The direction is in the new heaven and earth. And the building material for a new heaven and earth is gold, precious stone, and pearl.
而且什么？这些都没有杂质的，都是透明的。
And that's without any dross. That's transparent.
所以神的荣耀、神的光都可以经过这些完全透出来。
So God's glory and light can go through this and shine forth.
所以这对我们来讲的话是一个何等宝贵的提醒。
So that's such precious reminders for us.
所以主今天在我们身上做这个的工作呢，就是把我们要做到像那些宝石一样，像那些珍珠一样，像那些透明的金子一样。
So the work God would like to do upon us is to work until we are like those precious stones, gold and pearls.
那这些呢，跟这些义呢都有点关系。
So all these has to do with righteousness.
那我们再看这个马太福音第五章。
And let's look at Book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的第六节说。
Book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 6.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the 马太第六节
第五章第六节。
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, so they shall be filled.
所以这有一个饱足，有一个满足，或者有一个生命的成长，生命的供应是什么？是来自于义。
So there's this fulfillment and satisfaction, and that is from righteousness.
所以可以说是生命成长必须要的。
So that's a must for the growth of life.
然后呢，第五章的第十节。
And chapter 5 verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
所以这里呢，讲到这里的时候，就是这个属神的人，神的义在他身上。
So here talks about those who belong to God. There is the righteousness from God on them.
属神的人是被称义的，但是可能他还留在一个满了污秽、满了罪恶的环境里面。
Those are of God. They are being justified, but they are still being remained in a corrupt environment.
所以呢，他有机会遇到逼迫。
So they have chance to be persecuted.
但这个遇到逼迫的时候呢，他不是一被逼迫他就落在不义底下。
But when they face persecutions, it's not that immediately they fall under unrighteousness.
当然是遇到这个的时候，他是为义受逼迫，把国度的见证，因为他是属神国度的，把他彰显出来。
And when they face such, they are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, and they manifest the kingdom.
那他也在这个有逼迫他的情况底下，他仍然活在，他是属神国度的人，他活在属神国度的那该有的那个生命的光景底下。
And under such persecution, they are of God and they belong to kingdom of God. Therefore, they live out this kingdom life.
所以义是关系到国度的实际，也是关系到国度的见证。
So righteousness has to do with the reality of the kingdom and also testimony of the kingdom.
啊，这是一个很宝贵的事情。
This is very precious.
然后我们再看马太福音第五章十一到十二节。
And then we look at Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 and 12.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。 应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are you when men shall rival you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, and so persecute they the prophets which were before you.
所以这里明显是这个被逼迫人是有耶稣基督的形象，或者因为他因为耶稣基督的缘故被逼迫。
So very obviously, the one who's being persecuted is because he has the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, or they are being persecuted because of the sake of the Lord.
但是主说，如果是因为这样的缘故，你不要沮丧，是有福了。
But the Lord says, if it's because of this, don't feel bad that you are blessed.
不但是有福的，要欢喜快乐。
Not only you are blessed, but you shall rejoice.
因为主说你的赏赐在天上的赏赐是大的。
For the Lord says, great is your reward in heaven.
这个我们这个地上的头脑想不懂。
For it's very hard for our mind to understand as we are on earth.
但是呢，主的话是这样说的。
But the Lord does say this way.
这个事情跟奖赏有关系。
And it has to do with the reward.
啊，然后呢，我再请大家看这个马太福音第五章十九二十节哈。
So also please look at Matthew chapter 5 verse 19 and 20.
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命中这诫命又教训人遵行，他在天国里要称为大的。
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do that and do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
For I say unto you, that except your righteousness should exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you should in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这里有一个文士和法利赛人的义。
Here talks about the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
文士和法利赛人跟基督徒的义是不同，有什么不同？
What is the difference of the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees comparing to the righteousness of the Christians?
文士和法利赛人义是用人的力量来遵行律法。
The righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is using man's effort to keep the law.
但基督徒的义呢，是靠着耶稣基督完成律法。是耶稣基督他满足了律法的要求，他因为相信耶稣基督，所以他叫做信心的义。
But the righteousness of the Christian is that as Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled the requirements of the law, for they believe unto Lord Jesus, therefore that becomes the righteousness of faith.
所以文士和法利赛人虽然他们用自己的力量去遵行了，但他们也没有满足律法。
For even though the scribes and Pharisees they use their own effort to keep the law, but they still could not fulfill the law.
但是只有耶稣基督他被钉十字架，他完成的救赎，他成全的律法，所有的要求。
For only Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and he fulfilled all the fulfillment of the law.
所以我们这些相信耶稣基督的人，他的义就成为我们的义。
So those of us who believe unto Lord Jesus Christ, his righteousness become ours.
所以信心的义是超越文士跟法利赛人的律义的。
So the righteousness of faith far exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
因为神用整个旧约的历史来告诉我们说，人没有办法靠自己的力量来达到律法的要求。
For God uses the entire Old Testament to tell us that man cannot use our own efforts to fulfill the law.
所以呢，主就在这个耶利米书第三十一章这样的做的一个宣告。
For the Lord proclaimed in the Jeremiah.
三十一章三十四到三十一到三十四节。
Chapter 31 and verse 31 through 34.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
不像我拉着他们的祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, says the Lord.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们的里面，写在他们的心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward part and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
And they shall teach no more every man and his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more.
这段话是主说他要另立新约的预言。
For this is the prophecy our Lord speaks about, he will set a new covenant.
然后呢，主耶稣呢，就果然来立了新约，所以我们擘饼。他也是立约的凭据。
And our Lord came to set up the new covenant. Therefore, we break the bread, which is a token of His new covenant.
如果我们读到希伯来书呢，你就发现写希伯来书的弟兄呢，提醒看希伯来书的人，写了两次说，我们已经得了另立的新约。
If we read the book of Hebrews, then the brother who wrote this book remind us two times that there's already the new covenant.Covenant.
新约和旧约有什么不同？
What is the difference of this new or and old covenant?
旧约写在石板上，两块石板。
The old covenant was written on the two tables of stone.
但新约呢，神的律法写在心里面。
But this new covenant, God's laws are written in our hearts.
所以他既然律法写在心里面，也就告诉我们说，不需要别人定我们的罪，我们都会知道我们有没有犯罪。
For the law to be written in the hearts, that is, we no longer need others to condemn us, and we already know whether we sin or not.
因为那个律法写在心里面。
For the law is written in hearts.
所以我们只要我们跟主神，我们的主，他如果不是独一的真神，我们就已经违反他了。
For
他不是独一的真神，我们就against 他。
要是我们觉得他不是，
不是我，他如果不是在我们，就是他不是独一，在我们里面，我们不觉得他是独一真神。
If in our hearts we think that he is not the only living God, then we are really against him.
而且，如果他的名以外，我们还有别的名来代替他。
If besides his name and we substitute other names for his own name,
或者是说，我们把可看不能见的神变成可看见的偶像。
And if we make the invisible God become the visible idols,
我们里面都会知道不对。
And we know that's wrong in our hearts.
因为这律法刻在心板上。
For the law is engraved in our hearts.
而且如果我们说我们相信神，神是我们的神，但是呢，我们始终都不能进入安息。
And if we say that we believe God and God is our God, however, we cannot enter into his rest.
我们始终都不能进入神的安息。
If we still cannot enter into God's rest,
那就是我们跟神的关系出了错误。
Then our relationship with the Lord has something wrong.
所以第一块法板那个我们跟神的关系，我们是里面可以知道的。
So the first tables of stone, our relationship with the Lord, that we are clear in our hearts.
所以如果我们真的是遇到一个不安息的环境，但是我们应该来到神面前，因为跟神的关系是调整对了，应该要回到安息。
So if we face the circumstances that have no rest, but if our relationship with the Lord is right, then we should return to rest.
所以不是尝试改变环境，而是我们真的来到神面前。他是安息的神，他是平安的神，所以我们来到他面前，我们就得到安息。环境可能没改变，但是得到平安，得到安息。
So it's not that we are trying to change the circumstances. Even if the circumstances doesn't change, for He is the Lord of peace and He is the God of He is the Lord of rest and He is God of peace. So once we come before God, we find rest and peace.
所以你知道这个律法放在里面是很宝贵的事情。
So we know that for the law to be in our heart, very precious.
然后我们跟人的关系是这样。
And our relationship with man is the same.
第二块法版，第一个就是要孝敬父母。
For the first law in the second table of stone is to honor parents.
当然跟中国人的孝敬想那个意思是不一样，他想的是尊重、尊敬。
Of course, it's very different from the way Chinese honor their parents. What it talks about is to respect.
我不是这个讲年轻人不好，我年轻的时候我常看不起我的父母亲。
In my younger days, I often do not I disregard my parents.
我相信现在很多年轻人也同样会看不起他的父母亲。
I think many young people nowadays also do not respect their parents.
所以我们就从里面就不尊重他们。
So from the bottom of our hearts, we don't respect them.
因为我们觉得不尊重是有理。
For we think it is reasonable not to respect.
我现在学的比你新，我现在这个知道的比你怎样，我现在又怎样又怎样。
What I learn now is better and also much newer than what you know.
但是我们不知道，这个在神面前是得罪了神。
But we don't realize that it's against God.
即使我们的父母亲没有受过任何地上的教育，他仍然值得我们绝对的尊重他。
Even if our parents are not being highly educated on earth, but they still are worthy for us to respect them fully.
即使他需要我们不断的帮助他，好像因为我们多有机会多学一点东西，多会一点东西，他好像没有办法，我们还是尊重他。
Even though they need us to continuously to help them, although that we know more than them, but we still have to respect them.
这是从里面出来的。
And that's from the bottom of heart.
你要知道，你帮助一个人，你帮助他，但你又尊重他，这是一件很难做的事情。
You know it's very hard for you to help someone and also respect them.
哎，这个是，但是呢，神确实要我们会这样。
But God would like us to learn to be this way.
可能你觉得你父母亲已经过时了，太老了，什么都不会，然后那个怎么都不懂。但是什么，就算什么都不会，什么都不懂。他被神摆在我们的上面，我们是应当尊重他的。
For you might think your parents are so old-fashioned and they don't know much. However, God put them above us. Therefore, we should respect them.
所以如果没有信主哈，我承认，我如果没有信主，我恐怕这个事情搞不懂的。
So I admit that if I haven't believed the Lord, then I could never understand this.
但是律法在里面。
But the law is within.
如果只要有一点轻看的意思，我知道我错了。
So if there's anything despised, I know I'm wrong.
那其他还有什么不可以做假见证呢？对不对？是就是，不是就不是。我们常常说是和不是模棱两可，我们走在那个灰色地带。
And also there's we cannot give false witness. So whether it's yes is yes, no is no. But often we are in this gray area.
如果是因为我们不知道而走在灰色地带，那是因为不知道，对不对？
If it's because we don't know and we walk on the gray area, and that's because we don't know.
但是即使我们不知道，圣灵知道。当我走在灰色地带的时候，圣灵说：“你要下去了，你要下去了，你要回头，你要悔改。”
But even if we don't know, but the Holy Spirit knows. So when we are walking on this gray area, the Holy Spirit will remind us, "You are fallen, so you should repent."
所以主要我们是就是。不是就不是，不要做假见证，不要为讨人的好处，然后说那些不该说的话。
So the Lord would like us to say yes is yes and no is no, so we don't have to seek favor of man and say those false witness, being the false witness.
这是从里面开始的。
And that's from within.
这不是人给你压力。
It's not the pressure from man.
这是因为神与你同在。
That's because God is with you.
然后不可奸淫，不可偷盗，这都是里面的。
And do not commit adultery, and also do not steal. These are all within.
所以我们里面如果有一点点这样贪心啊、偷盗啊、奸淫啊，我们应该怎么有悔改认罪。
So if there's anything in us that we are being grievous or commit adultery, we should repent.
虽然我们外面没做出来，但是里面已经不对了。
Even though we do not do things outwardly, but in us it's already wrong.
所以新约是什么？律法放在心里面。
So the New Testament is that the law is in our hearts.
如果不是这样的话，保罗不会。他说他刚刚出来服侍不太久的时候，他说我是使徒里面最小的。
If not because of this, then Paul would not say at beginning of his ministry that he is the least of the apostles.
然后等到他经历主服侍越多的时候，他发现我还不是使徒，我是众圣徒里面最小，所有得救里面我是最小的。
And as he served even more, he needs the Lord even more, then he says that he's the least of all the saints.
然后呢，等到他年纪大的时候，他说什么？我是罪人中的罪魁啊。
And as he gets older, he says that I'm the chief of the sinners.
是不是他出来服侍主之后，越来年纪越大的时候，他犯罪越来越多，就是外面做出来越来越多。
Was it that as he gets older and he serves more, then he commit more sins outwardly?
不是，是里面。
Not so, it's within him.
因为他原来不知道他原来有这么败坏。
For he originally did not realize he was so corrupted.
但是这个律法在里面的时候，才慢慢认识神的心意是那样。我是这样的，差跟神的心差那么远那么远，根本就没有办法评估的远。
But as the law is within him, then he starts to realize God's will is so high and he's actually so far behind.
所以如果神的律法放在我们心里面，可以真正的影响我们。
So if the God's law is truly within us, then it can truly influence us.
你会发现你跟神是，如果你照着神，但是你跟神应该很容易的。
For if you are according to what God would like you to do, then it's very easy.
而且跟人之间呢，也应该是越来越好的，越来越和谐的。
And you should be even more harmonious with man.
可能别人要给你制造难处，但是你不是那个难处制造者。
For others might give you difficulties, but you will not create difficulty for others.
所以律法在里面是神在那个信的人里面很宝贵的事情。
For the law within those who believe is very precious.
而且也因为这样子，所以可以见证这一个受的神这样工作的人呢，他是属于神的。所以他说，我是他们的神，他们做我的子民。
For this can also testify those who receive God's work are of God. Therefore, God is able to testify that I'm their God and they are my people.
所以如果我们说律法已经在我里面，但是我做出来的，我想的，我说的，我做的，还是跟律法放在石板上是一样的，那人家就看不出来，你真是属神的人啊，你像神的子民吗？
For if we say the law is within us, but what we do, what we say, others still cannot tell. It's still the same as if the law was on the stone, tables of stone. So others will ask, are you truly belonging to God?
但是律法在人的里面，所以呢，即使人家没有跟他要求，然后他表现出来的是能够把神的生命性情表现出来。
But for the laws are within, and even if people do not require from them, but what they manifest is the characters and life of God.
结果发现他人说，哎呀，没有办法解释这个人，我只知道他是属于神的，他是信耶稣的。
So others would say that I cannot explain this kind of person. However, the only thing we know is that he belongs to God.
而且因为这样的缘故，我们认识神是从里面开始认识。
And because of this, for our understanding of God is from within.
从心里面，从灵里面开始认识。
Start to understand God from in our heart and in our spirit.
你发现从里面开始认识，你对肉眼看的东西，你就能看到更深、更远、更透。
And you realize if you know God from within, then from visible things you can see, you could actually understand deeper and more insight.
而且你会发现律法放在心里面, 你知道律法它是讲什么, 律法怎样讲跟神的关系, 律法怎样讲跟人的关系, 你慢慢对这个, 你所处的世界, 不管是政治, 经济, 历史什么, 你都逐渐就看懂了。
And for the law to be within you, then whether it's your relationship with God or relationship with man, and you actually start to understand even more about the world you are in, whether it's history or politics or economy.
我讲的是我亲身得着的。
And what I talk about is what I have gained myself.
我在没有信主的时候, 我看这些一团混乱, 搞不清楚, 不知道从哪里思考起。
Before I believe the Lord, when I look at those worldly things, I get so confused and I don't know where to start to think about them.
但蒙主的怜悯得拯救之后, 开始经历到这个, 然后好像逐渐很多东西慢慢就开始, 诶, 就开始明朗化了。
And by God's mercy that I was saved, and as I start to experience this, I start to think even more clearly.
所以非常感谢主。
Therefore, truly thank the Lord.
新约, 新约。 所以我们今天要活在新约的实际里面, 然后才能在这个实际里面做服事。
So today we have to live under the reality of this New Testament, then we're able to minister in the New Testament.
所以新约的执事就是活在新约里面, 照着新约的那个生命的光景来服事。
So the ministers of the New Testament is to live under this new covenant, and according to the condition of the new covenant, then we serve.
所以因为这样的缘故, 所以活出那个义出来呢, 是很自然的, 这个不需要自己在那里很挣扎的。
Because of this, it's very natural for us to live out this righteousness, and we don't have to struggle.
所以在马太福音, 主又讲到你们的义。
So in Book of Matthew, the Lord talks about your righteousness.
你们的义, 在刚才读的那个, 法利赛人的义, 跟你们的义, 讲到你们的义。
As your righteousness, here talks about a comparison of the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
然后马太福音第六章第一节,
And Book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
他说你们要小心, 不可将善事行在人面前, 故意叫他们看见, 若是这样, 就不能得你们天父的赏赐。Take
heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.
这个有的英文翻译是, 就是那个, 他没有把那个你们的义翻译出来, 那其实原文就是, 不可将善事行在人面前, 那个善事就是你们的义, 原文就是你们的义。
The original text of the word alms should be actually your righteousness.
所以这里讲到你们的义, 所以第六章从你们的义开始, 然后讲三件事情。
Starting from your righteousness, then in chapter 6 talks about three things.
一个是讲到施舍。
First talks about give offerings, give to others.
另外一个讲到是祷告。
And the other one talks about prayers.
另外一个讲到就是禁食。
And the other one is fasting.
所以怎么样能够活出你们的义呢? 是从施舍、祷告、禁食，至少在这上面，在这三方面。
So how to live out your righteousness? That is from three aspects. That is to give, to be giving, and also prayers and fasting.
但是呢，这一段话呢，特别被强调的就是说，活在天父的面前。
But here, specially put emphasis on to live before the face of Heavenly Father.
所以不管是施舍也好, 或者祷告也好, 是先带到天父面前, 然后才会送到那个要送到的对象身上。
So whether it's giving or prayers, first you have to live before the Heavenly Father, then all these will be sent to those the person you would like to give.
所以这里有一个暗中的生活。
So there's a hidden life.
你施舍的时候, 左手给出去, 不能让右手知道。
When you give, what your left hand give out should not be known to the right hand.
天父知道。
Heavenly Father knows.
你祷告的时候, 你为着神旨意祷告的时候, 你是在神面前祷告, 你不是要叫别人故意看见。
When you pray before God, and not to be shown to others.
进食也是，是因为来到神面前要心腹装饰整齐，所以是因为顺服神的缘故而产生这件事情。
And so is with fasting. That is for the bride to come before the Father and is for the obedience of God. And then that's the result of it.
所以这个过程中都更多的经历主自己。
And through all these, we can experience the Lord more.
那关于刚才讲到说那个羔羊的心腹，羔羊的妻，那个是穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
As we mentioned about the bride of the Lamb, who's arrayed in the fine linen that's clean and white.
为这个事情，我有多年不能明白。
I could not understand about this for many years.
但是呢，我现在有一点明白，我给大家分享。
As now I understand a little bit, which I would like to share with you.
主光照我，从彼得的前书，彼得所讲的话里面，我发现圣徒穿说的心腹穿上光明洁白的细麻衣，有它的具体的方向。
The Lord has enlightened me through the first Peter that as the bride adorned with the fine linen, which is clean and white, there's actually the clear direction.
因为时间的缘故，我不能再多翻圣经了，但我给大家讲主要三个大重点。
Because of time, I cannot give the scriptures, but I will give you three major points.
第一个就是在彼得前书第二章二十四节说，在义上生活。
First, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, is to live unto righteousness.
也就是活在义的实际里面，生活在义的实际里面。
That is to live under the reality of righteousness.
他所带出来的结果呢，就是我们的魂得救，也就是说魂更新了，心思情感一直更新了。
The result of that is the renewing of our mind. That is the salvation of our soul, which is the renewing of our mind and emotion and will.
彼得也在他彼得前书第一章第九节说，信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
And Peter also mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, the end of our faith is the salvation of your souls.
所以你如果真的是活在信心里面，他达到这个终极的情况，就是我们还没有离开这个世界呢，但是我们的魂，我们的心思情感意志已经什么更新，成为新造的更新，新造的魂。
So if you truly live under this condition, that even before you leave this world, the result, the end of that is our mind, emotion, and will is already being renewed.
所以在义上生活就变成一个重要的一点。
So it's very important to live unto righteousness.
那在义上生活的人呢，他有什么学习呢？
So for those who live unto righteousness, what are their learnings?
他要愿意把自己交托给那位审判人的主。
They should be willing to commit themselves unto the Lord who judges.
也就是说，他做事情哈，他知道，不管你说也好，你做也好，前面还有一个审判在那里决定这件事情。
For whatever they do and whatever they say, they know there is a judgment that's before them.
所以他说他愿意把自己交托审判，所以他以那个审判的主的亮光，以审判主的标准来行这个事情。
So they say they are willing to commit themselves unto the Lord who judges. So they do and say those things based on the standard and the light of the Lord who judges.
而且这样的人呢，他愿意在义上的生活的人呢，他更愿意能够在主面前能够把他已经知道的或者将要知道的所有的罪能够带到神面前，让什么主耶稣所成就的那个救赎担当我们罪的担当，从我身上真的实际上把我们担走。
And those who live unto righteousness, they are truly willing to put all their sins on before the Lord. And that is as the Lord has bear all of our sins and transgressions. So the Lord truly can bear up all these.
我记得孟盛荣弟兄刚刚生病的时候，刚刚知道他得了那个病的时候。
I remember when our brother man just realized he got cancer.
我们几个弟兄去看他。
Several brothers went to visit him.
当中就有弟兄提醒他说，如果可以的话，你现在或者是你是自己的情况底下，好好的把该认的罪都把它认清楚。
Some brothers remind him that if it's okay for you, just repent from all of your sins.
我们弟兄非常的柔软。
Our brother was so soft.
他果然就开始 一点一点在主面前认罪。
Truly, he started to admit and confess all of his sins.
他不是认给别人看的，他是在主面前，他是让主把他担走。
He's not just to confess these things before other people, but he truly confessed those before the Lord, so the Lord could bear all of them.
你要知道哈，我们弟兄得这个病哈，一般如果听到的话，这个人就崩溃了。
For our brother was diagnosed with such cancer. For most of people, if they knew about it, then actually they would collapse.
你只要听到你是这样的严重的病，而且是末期的，是没救的，你听到就崩溃了。
You would collapse as soon as you know about this. Actually, the last stage.
那怎么可能还有力量说，哎，身体又强壮起来，然后呢，又把握机会？服侍一个弟兄就服侍一个，服侍一个就服侍一个，而且这服侍不是为他自己，是把人带到主的面前去的。
How would there be the strength that he still took the opportunity to serve each one of them and then bring them before the Lord?
他本身自己身上的罪，主把他担当去了。
For the Lord has borne all of his sins.
他不留下东西在他身上。
He did not leave anything on him.
你说一个有重担的人，你到哪里都带着重担去的。
For if someone bears the burden or the weight with them, then wherever they go, they carry the weight with them.
一个自己身上没有重担的人，他才可能受主的带领，主感动他要这样，他才能这样；要感动他要那样，他才能那样。
For someone without such burden, then he can be easily being touched by the Lord to do and serve.
如果我们身上是满了很多重担，
If on us we are full of with the burden,
你知道我们可能去做这件事，但我同时也把担子带去了。
We might be able to do such thing, but we also carried all this weight with us.
所以愿意在义上活的人，实在是要把怎么讲，把我们的所有的罪。到主面前去，让他真正的担走，不是概念上担走，是真的被他担走。
So for those who would like to live unto righteousness, truly we have to come before the Lord and let the Lord bore all of our sins.
让我们做个清省的人，在神面前受神可以带领的人。
So we can be someone easily being guided before the Lord.
而且另外一个学习就是，他受的鞭伤叫我得医治。
Another learning is that for his stripes that we are healed.
这个应该在基督徒身上都是真实的。
All those are so real on Christians.
我自己就亲身经历这个。
I myself have experienced this.
我都不知道我身上有那么糟糕的黑暗在我身上。
I did not even realize there was such a darkness on me.
但是主借着一个环境，把我那里面的黑暗让我发现了。
But through circumstances, the Lord has let me realize and expose such darkness.
那发现又怎么办？发现我也不能解决呀。
But what I could not resolve this, even though I realized it.
我自己亲身经历来见证，学心理学的不能医自己。
I testify that the one who learns psychology cannot heal himself.
懂得心理学的，懂得这些东西的，不能救自己。
Those who understand psychology cannot heal themselves.
你懂了又有什么用啊？
Why is the use to understand about it?
没办法解决任何事情。
There's no way to resolve anything.
但是他受的鞭伤叫我得医治。
For his stripes that I'm healed.
我还记得，我现在还可以印象，我那天跪在那个床上，然后我说主啊，怎么办？怎么是这样的？
I still remember that day I kneel before the bed and I asked the Lord what to do.
主就告诉我说，我。让你知道这是你做不到的事情。
Then the Lord showed me that I just would like to let you know that you cannot accomplish this.
但我要医治你。
But I would like to heal you.
你没有办法被医治。别人没办法医治你。
You cannot be healed. Others cannot heal you.
他受的鞭伤叫我得医治。
For his stripes we are healed.
所以你要继续活在义的这个实际上生活上，你需要不断的得医治，不是只有一次。 你很多很别的你没有想要对别人有任何伤害，但是你可能遇到的是别人伤害你，都有可能。
So for you to live unto righteousness, you have to be continuously being healed. And even if you do not want to hurt others, but you might be hurt by others.
所以你不断的得医治，所以你就可以继续的在义上生活。
For you are being continuously being healed, then you can continue to live unto righteousness.
所以他说产生的结果就是我的魂，就是我的心思情感意志是受现在复活升天主耶稣坐在宝座的羔羊，他来牧养我，他来指挥我。
So the result is that my soul, which is my mind, emotion, and will, then it's being shepherded and healed by the Lord who's sitting on the throne.
这是很宝贵的生活。
That's a very precious life.
我这只是第一段位。
But that's only first stage.
第二段呢，就是说要为义受苦，为义受苦是有福的，在。三章十四节。
Second is that chapter 3 verse 14 talks about blessed are those who are being persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
这他所产生这个受苦要产生的结果是什么？是把所有主耶稣已经把所有已经就是伏在他脚下的都能够带回到伏在他脚下的实际。
So the result of the suffering for righteousness is that the one is able to bring those who are originally subject under his feet actually to enter into a reality they are truly subject under his feet.
我们实在不知道我们在神面前哈得到好大的福气。
We truly don't know such great blessing we have received from God.
这个福气就是所有的东西伏在主耶稣的脚下，使主也借着我们能够把它带到这个世界里面去。
Which is all things are already subject to be under Lord's feet, and through us, we're able to bring into this reality.
但是这段话彼得讲这段话的时候，他学习的环境是什么？他经历的环境是什么呢？
But what is the circumstances for Peter to learn as he talk about this?
他学习的环境就是弟兄相爱。
And his learning circumstances is to learn about brother in love, love one another.
弟兄相爱。
Love as brethren.
哇，这是一件宝贵的事情。
That is so precious.
我们与弟兄相爱只是活动活动就算了，但是他其实是因为弟兄相爱的缘故，会把所有一切该伏在神脚前的，能够带回到那个顺服神的那个地位上。
We might just think brethren love might just be activities. However, the true brethren love will be able to bring all things subject under his feet to become a reality of it.
所以对于我们如果愿意这样学习的人，
For those of us who would like to learn this way,
有些的功课就不能逃避。
Then we cannot avoid some lessons.
第一个，要离恶行善，寻求和睦。
First is to avoid evil and do good and seek harmony.
这个寻求和睦就是把平安带来。
To seek harmony, that is to bring peace.
一心追赶。
And to pursue.
就是要把平安带到弟兄姊妹当中。
That is to bring peace among brothers and sisters.
这是件宝贵的事情。
That is so precious.
另外，因为时间的缘故，我不能详细解释。
And because of time, I cannot explain in details.
因为我不想再把这一篇再留到下一次讲，所以我就重点跟你提醒一下。
For since I do not want to mention this again next time, so I will just give you the key points.
愿意在这上面学习的人，他要经常经历主的眼来看顾他。
For those who would like to learn this way, then they will always experience the eyes of the Lord over them.
他要经历主听他的祷告。
And they would experience the Lord listen to their prayers.
所以弟兄相爱并不简单的。
As it's not easy for brethren love.
你越要弟兄相爱，你越要活在主的面前。
The more you would like to have brethren love, then the more you have to live before God.
你越要弟兄相爱，你要看见主看见，你所看见。
The more you would like to have brethren love, then you have to see what the Lord would like you to let you see.
你越要弟兄相爱。你要到主面前去，为你自己祷告，为弟兄祷告。
The more you like to have brethren love, then the more you have to go to the Lord to pray for yourself and pray for brothers.
可能我就是那个需要被祷告的人。
It might be I'm the one who needs to be prayed.
但借着那些愿意把弟兄相爱带给我的，为我祷告，使得我可以来到主的面前。
But through those who would like to bring brotherly love to me, then I'm able to go to the Lord.
使得我可以顺服主。
So then I'm able to obey the Lord.
愿意弟兄相爱的，他的心里面要真正的尊主基督为圣。
For those who would like to have brotherly love, in their hearts they truly have to, see the Lord as holy.
所以主是。他是被主分别为圣出来的，主在他上也是特别的。
For they are being sanctified by the Lord on them is also special.
愿意弟兄相爱的，应该怎么讲说？里面要逐渐的知道心中盼望的缘由是什么，你心中的盼望在哪里
？And for those who would like to have brotherly love, you have to know the reason of your hope.
愿意弟兄相爱的，应该是里面长存。无愧的良心，不愿有任何得罪死的主的事情在自己身上还存留。
And for those who would like to have brethren love, they should always have a good conscience, and they are not willing to let anything sin against God to be left on them.
愿意弟兄相爱的，也应该是活在基督里面，能够受圣灵的带领，能够受主的带领，然后呢，行事为人是因为圣灵的带领而活出好品性。
For those who would like to have brethren love, they should always live in Christ and being led by the Holy Spirit and by the Lord. So whatever they do, they should live out these good deeds.
愿意弟兄相爱的，就是活在神面前的人，把跟神的关系把有一些跟神的关系不够紧密的人，能够带回到神面前。
For those who would like to have brethren love, they are able to bring those.Who do not have close relationship with God to bring them before God.
所以他说产生的结果就是彼得前书第三章二十二节说，耶稣已经进入天，在神的右边，众天使有权柄并有能力的都顺服了他。
So the result is that in First Peter chapter 3 verse 22, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, and angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him.
所以他带来一切都顺服神的那个结果出来。
So they bring out the result that for all things to be subject unto the Lord.
哇，这是特别宝贵的事。
That is very precious.
第三个是更重要的。
And the third point is even more important.
四章十一节，彼得前书四章十一节说，要在凡事上叫神在凡事上因着耶稣基督得荣耀。
For First Peter chapter 4:11 is that.Let him do us the ability which God gives, that in God all things might be glorified.
那他呢？这个结果是什么呀？这从三从这个四章这一段话一直到第五章，他是整个讲到要进荣耀这一方面。
And the result is from this chapter 4 all the way until chapter 5, it talks about enter into the glory.
所以今天我们如果在凡事上让神得荣耀，他会带出一个结果，就是将来我们也被带进到荣耀。
For if today we have all things to let Lord to be glorified, then the result is that in the future we also can receive glory.
那有四个注意的地方。
And there are four places we should pay attention.
第一个，现在是万物的结局近了，我们是活在世代末了的这个阶段。
First is that the end of all things is near, that we live at the end time.
所以我们需要站在我们已经被摆在的那样的。时间、地位、环境上去思考怎样活在神面前。
So we have to think about how to live before God in such place, time, and condition that we are in.
为自己能够在这样的环境中能够讨神喜悦。
So that we're able to please God in such condition.
为弟兄姊妹能够真正的带进那个弟兄相爱的实际。
And also for brothers, sisters, that we're able to bring in the reality of brotherly love.
为教会能够成熟，能够各种的恩赐，能够照着圣灵的带领，能够照神的工作，能够使弟兄姊妹被神建立起来。
And for the church to be mature, so that all the gifts can be according to the will of God to be, all the brothers and sisters can be built up.
第二个大重点就是神荣耀的灵住在那个人身上。
The second main point is that the glory spirit of God dwells upon the person.
所以神荣耀灵住在他身上的缘故，所以呢，他就有受苦的能力。
For the reason that the spirit, the glory spirit of God dwells upon this person, so this person has the ability to go through suffering.
不但是有受苦能力, 而且呢, 神荣耀在他身上的缘故呢, 他就更可以把自己交给那个创造他的, 那个主的手上。
And not only have the ability to go through suffering, but because of the spirit of the glory spirit of God dwells upon this person, so this person is able to commit himself unto the, his creator.
弟兄姊妹,
Let's remind each other.
越你遇到越受苦，越艰难，越是这一个没有办法解决的时候。
When you face such suffering difficulty which you cannot even resolve.
你应该不是像那个流浪者跑出去流浪。
You should not be like the prodigal son who went away from home.
你应该是怎么样，更无依无靠的来到主面前，把自己交给那位信实的。
But even more, you have to rely 100% on our Lord and who is the faithful creator.
这会产生一个情形，就是神创造我们的目的，就因为我们在特殊，就是在极在人没有办法解释的艰难中，我们仍然来到神面前，神创造我的心意，神能够完成。
And the result is that God is able to fulfill the, His will to create us as we come before Him through this difficulty. So that's very precious.
所以你遇到艰难,
so when you face difficulties, it's not that your relationship with the Lord gets further away.
你遇到艰难,
when you face difficulty, it might be you are already on the way to be brought into the glory by God.
因为这个艰难不是因为犯罪的缘故，这个艰难是因为有神的旨意和黑暗的势力的缘故。
For the reason of the suffering is not because of you sinned, but it's because of God's will and also power of darkness.
第三个主要重点就是要照着神来照顾神的群羊。
And the third main point is that have to watch over the sheep of God according to God's will.
所以照着神，所以我们就一定要来到神面前才能照着神。
Since it has to be according to God, so we have to come before God.
不是我喜欢什么就是，或者不是我想到什么就是。
It's not based on our own pleasure or what we think of.
那就是我们需要真正到神面前，受神亲自的带领到一个地步，知道这是出于神的，然后。 在神的群羊当中，才能产生真正的照顾，产生真正的建造。
That is that we have to be guided by the Lord to the point that we truly can know it's from God, and therefore the sheep of God can be truly being taken care of.
它带来的结果就是那样照着神来服侍的人呢，他会得到荣耀的冠冕在他身上。
And the result of the person who's serving according to the will of God is that there's a crown of glory that he will receive.
有荣耀的冠冕在等着每一位弟兄姊妹。
There is a crown of glory waiting for each brother or sister.
第四个是我们通常比较陌生的。
The fourth point is something we are not familiar with.
就是用坚固的信心抵挡魔鬼。
That is with our stable faith to be against the evil.
在坚固的信心里面来，就是说从主那里得到所有一切的释放。
To with the strengthened faith that we have to receive all the liberty from the Lord.
一直到一个地步，能够被带到神所要把我们带进那个荣耀里面去。
Until to the point that the Lord is able to bring us into His glory.
我想这些都很值得去思考。
I think all these is worthy for us to think about.
里面还有一些小的可以学习的，我想大家可以自己去发现。
There are still other little points we can learn and which you can discover.
所以这些如果是成为实际的话，你看那个新妇穿上光明洁白细麻衣，就好像很自然的。If
those become reality, then it's very natural for the bride to be adorned with the fine linen that's clean and white.
啊，但愿主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
如果主给我们再发现更进一步认识，愿主再给我们交通的机会。
If Lord gives us more clear seeing, then may the Lord give us more time for fellowship.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回在你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back onto your hands.
只有你才能够开启我们，因着这些话的益处。
Only yourself can open us so that we can receive much profit through those words.
让我们彼此服侍的结果。
是心腹快快装饰整齐。
So the result of us ministering to one another is that the brides can be fully adorned.
好，能够在羔羊的婚宴里面欢喜快乐。
So we can rejoice and glad at the marriage of the Lamb.
愿荣耀归给我们的主和天父。
May glory be unto our Lord and Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.